Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. What a special treat. The first guest this show has ever had, episodes 1 through 12, or 1 through 15, or 25, was all my beautiful sister, Emily.
Hello.
We're in the Pine Barrens in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And when you're first, like, driving through here, it just reminds you of going down to the shore. But we're not really near the shore right now.
Well, it's just so secluded. It went from a paved road to a dirt road to a gravel road. It was a little confusing, but it's so remote. What are we here to do today?
Today, we are going to be following CE5 protocols to make contact with extraterrestrial spacecraft.
Now we've only got one campsite. If there's other people at different campsites, we're going to really freak them out if they don't, you know what I mean?
Well, that's actually problematic because one of the things about this is that if there's anybody who doesn't want to see an alien, then they're not going to show up.
So who invented these protocols? What are we doing?
So these protocols were invented by a man named Dr. Stephen Greer, and he has been working for decades on disclosure. He even gave, he led a congressional hearing with a lot of whistleblowers and the U.S. government talking about the secret space program and the billions of dollars that are spent by our government with no congressional oversight. But then 9/11 happened and everybody kind of forgot that he did that. And now decades later, he's put out a couple of documentaries. And I think that this last one is the most important one. The most important any documentary, movie, or TV show on extraterrestrials and UFOs, because he actually tells you how to get them to appear to you. So that's what we're going to be doing.
So what's kind of like the, I'm a newbie, I've never summoned aliens before, you know, but I'm here supporting my sister because she's like, we're going to get the aliens. I'm like, for sure, no problem. How do we do these protocols?
Okay. So I am also a newbie. I have never summoned aliens before, although I did see one UFO craft when we were at Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles, and I said I saw a UFO.
Oh, okay.
Eric said that it was a plane, but then guess what? The plane disappeared. And there was no plane there. So
okay. We had taken some edible marijuana. Is it true or not true that very soon after this, you were playing with the electric version of the planetarium, and then the person was like, can you stop playing with that? You kept hitting the buttons to make the planetarium move. Can you stop? That's not a toy. Can you stop?
Yes. Morton from Office Space was behind me with his red stapler asking me to stop pressing the button, but he is so soft-spoken, I didn't hear him, so I kept pressing it. Apparently, he was asking me many times
I was dying laughing, because it was like 3 to 5 minutes of him like, ma'am, can you stop? And I was dying. I know your eyes were glazed over. We were high on edible pot.
Yeah.
Good times.
I would like to say that today, we will not be consuming any cannabis or alcoholic beverages before or during we attempt to make contact. Afterwards, I can't speak to that, but before or during, we will not be.
And also, I got my camcorder. I got a 4K camcorder, and I'll point it towards the sky when we're going through the protocols. But you said one thing about the protocols, that if somebody around us isn't ready to see them, they won't show up. Any other protocol, like what we're going to get in a circle and meditate? What's going to happen?
Yeah, so what we do is First, we all need to understand that everything in the universe is actually just one thing, all made of the same universal cosmic substance. So what that means is, if you can accept that, then that means that we have the power to communicate with any being anywhere on that level. So like, you and I are connected as we are to these trees that are around us and to the entire galaxy on this universal consciousness level. So we can talk to extraterrestrials on that level as well.
So like the life force energy level, yes, or the life force energy frequency. We exactly can just say, hello, my space brother.
Right, right, right. So on that level, we are going to sit in a circle in our, you know, relaxing chairs, as my daughter calls them. They're outdoor chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we are 6 feet apart.
Yeah, we took a social distance selfie for the episode.
Yeah, because I don't trust Eric. I don't know where he's been.
I've been seeing some dirty girls, but let's talk about that later.
The pandemic is not gender specific. Anywho, I forget what I was going to say.
We're going to sit 6 feet apart from each other, yeah, in a circle in comfy circle chairs.
Yes. And then we are going to meditate on the fact that everything is one. Then we are going to, understanding that everything is one, we are going to astral project our bodies into the galaxy. We're going to have a look around. We're going to be like, hey, anybody here?
So we're going to like focus a tunnel up towards the sky between the trees, like all together, like focus the same way.
We are going to... So I am going to lead the first meditation, and then I'm going to, if that doesn't work, then I'm going to let other people do how they do. We actually have some experienced astral projectors in our group tonight.
Okay.
So I'm not actually sure how they do it. I've never done it myself. I'm just going to be following exactly what Stephen Greer says to do.
The CE5 protocols.
Yes. So what he says to do is to... He doesn't talk about you going as a group. He just talks about you, like, projecting, like, thinking about yourself in the cosmos. Have a look, see around, see who might be there and wants to chat. And then you just be like, hey, do you want to come to my house? And then they're like, yeah, I got nothing else to do.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm just flying this up
just
here.
Just flying this, you know, plasma engine spacecraft around. And you're like, dope. I'm just sitting in this chair in the woods.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they come and visit you in the sky.
Now, are these aliens like observers of the human race? Are they always around checking in on us like ants in an ant farm? Is that why they're nearby?
He doesn't get much into why they're nearby, but he does say that the Earth is on the precipice of a major evolution right now. Which is a lot of what all the other esoteric people on Gaia and other things are saying, that we're apparently about to enter a golden age. So that's going to be sweet. And that maybe this pandemic is like getting rid of people who are in lower frequency, who can't handle the shift into the higher frequency of Earth.
Or is the pandemic the way that the powers that be are trying to delay or... subvert the golden age?
I have no idea.
The mainstream status quo banking interest maybe doesn't want everybody to astral project. They want slaves for themselves.
Well, I'm sure they do. I have no idea what's going on. But one thing that's interesting, at the end of Stephen Greer's movie, Dr. Stephen Greer, the movie is called Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, which means that of the fourth kind is when they just come and take you without your consent.
Wait, what's the
like
third
that
kind?
Guy on the Supreme Court? So the third kind. Wait,
what guy in the Supreme Court?
The guy who likes to boof cocaine, and he was like, "I like beer," and he like apparently raped a bunch of women, and then he got.
Oh yeah, Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Or you could say Dr. Huxtable as well. He knows about this, too. Anywho, so the fifth kind is when you call them to you in a consensual manner.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everybody's having a good time.
Hopefully we do these protocols right and we don't mix 4 and 5 together. That's a hell of a different scenario.
Yeah.
You're just one level off. It's like, I think we called the wrong guys. These rapey aliens, like in the spacecraft. Someone's calling.
Well, yeah, actually. So there's a little bit of a modification that I did to Stephen Greer's protocols, because he, in his part of the meditation, says basically any and all extraterrestrials who want to come by.
Rising from this spot, going into space as a beacon, carrying with it the love of Earth, the oneness we share, and the time of peace that we are establishing. This beacon is calling to all beings.
I modified that a little bit to say any and all friendly extraterrestrials.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
That's to get to five.
Yeah.
I also heard people say that, you know, the U.S. is under, or not the U.S., the world is under a quarantine and we have to get our shit together before the aliens want to hang out with us, you know? And I think it's, you know, I also heard this thing that there's a rule of natural law in philosophy that is the more moral a society is, the more freedom they enjoy. The more immoral the society is, the less freedom they get. Because mm-hmm. the immorality is tampered down by regulation. But if everyone's moral, then everyone has more freedom.
Yeah.
I wonder if these laws are at bay with us dealing with the next level of evolution that we're talking about.
Don't know. I mean, I think about that too. Like, it seems like the world is more evil than it's ever been. But then again, if you think about our population is just out of control right now. So, like, if you think about the 1950s and, like, Trump's golden era where he looks back so fondly all the time, there was only, like, a third, I think, of the population in the planet that we have compared to what we have today. So mm-hmm. if you think about 1% of any population is probably nutso butso, then...
an evil sociopath.
Right. So if you have 100 people, one of them is going to be an evil sociopath. So then if you have 300 people, you have three evil sociopaths. And if you have, you know, keep extrapolating that out. So there's probably three times as many evil sociopaths that, you know, fuck everything up for just more good people, which sucks. So I don't know.
It's kind of like that thing where the people that do best in business are like the sociopaths, so they all sort of rose to the top together, you know?
I don't know, Eric. I mean, I do pretty good in business.
No,
myself.
But you don't have $300 billion. I'm talking about those people.
Well, no, I don't have $300 billion.
I'm talking about the billionaire class, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think all billionaires are bad. Like, there's Robert Bigelow. I don't think Elon Musk is bad.
Is Bigelow the guy who owned the Skywalker Ranch?
Yeah, and then the guy who bought it from him, who I'm blanking on his name, but he's this billionaire Mormon guy out of Utah. He seems all right to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think every billionaire is a crazy sociopath.
I don't know. I just don't like the Goldman Sachs people. Maybe that's...
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely... Maybe there's a higher percentage. Maybe it's not 1%, but maybe it's 50%.
I'm like,
but it's not 100%.
No, I mean like the 1% of the 1%. Like those people that are just... But yeah, like who...
The supervillains.
The people that own the media and are keeping everybody in fear.
That live in volcanoes.
Yeah, you know. That Xenu was after.
Yeah.
From the Scientology saga. Well, I'm excited for the protocols. You said there's one person who's coming, who's done this before, an experienced astral projector.
Yeah, there's a couple of people, actually, who are experienced astral projectors. So I'm excited to learn from them because it's not something that I have ever tried before,
mm-hmm.
but I've been astral projecting curious for a while, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that'll be fun.
Is that your gender? yeah, I wonder if, like, I start to, like, I'm closing my eyes and then I just see your face, like, it's this way. Come this way, you know?
Yeah.
You ding dong. Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay, that way, I guess.
So, you know, I have an interesting childhood story about Eric. So when Eric was probably like 8 years old, he told me that he was meeting his friend in a cloud world and they would do martial arts every night while they were sleeping. So,
I'll let you tell the story and then I'll rebut you.
Okay.
It's pretty accurate so far.
Okay. So you actually are an experienced astral projector. Mm. So, cause you told me that you would meet your friend. I don't remember who it was. Malofchek?
No, Doug Walsh.
Oh, okay. So you would meet Doug Walsh in the clouds every night, and that you would do martial arts together
whoa. Okay. We would... So we were watching a lot of Dragon Ball Z. So if you don't watch Dragon Ball Z, this makes no sense.
Okay.
But we would meditate, and then sometimes in a room together, and then we would describe what happened later, and then we would be like, oh, I did see that thing. But it was always like a mountain. So it's like if we... Maybe we were... subconsciously meditating about a serene place, and we were both like, I saw the mountain. Did you see the mountain? Oh, yeah, I saw the mountain.
You told me it was the clouds.
Well, you know, it depends what the...
meditation was. So I feel bad now that I'm getting into astral projection in my late 30s that I totally pish-poshed your idea.
Oh, you made fun of me relentlessly.
Oh, yeah. And I talked you out of it, I think, because I said... Well, who describes it first? Does he or does you? And I made like really get analytical about it, and then you'd stop believing in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I may have squashed your early astral projection.
Dude, I would be flying around here. Yeah, like, and
who
doing
knows
circles.
Where you would be at this point if I hadn't.
I'd be like teleporting meddled. Now. Yeah, you know, and just
so
you squashed me.
I want to say I'm sorry that I squashed your early. Aptitude for astral projection. I was a real shithead.
I'll never apologize. I'll never accept your apology. Accept your apology.
I think that's
thank fair. You very much. And I think today, this weekend, this trip is a good way to
all right.
both make meditate amends. Together, make amends, and maybe my old skills will come back.
Yeah. So there's actually three experienced astral projectors in our group.
It's been a while. I'm a little rusty. Uh-huh. But I just remember it was, so we both know Alan Waugh, who was mm-hmm. the shaman. You introduced me to Alan Waugh. Mm-hmm. And, like, that side of my spirituality was sort of gone after you snuffed it out, like squashing a cigarette on the side of a curb.
Yeah.
But Alan Waugh sort of reawakened it. You said, go see the shaman. And the mind-blowing visuals he gave me by him just hypnotizing me with just words. I didn't take any drugs. I didn't, nothing like that. Just hypnotize the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if any of that energy or experience is going to, you know, take a part today.
Yeah, I've been doing these Zoom sessions with Alan Wall every Sunday night, and he brings together like a bunch of Reiki healers, because I did Reiki 1 with Alan Wall while I was in California still. And actually, the experience of doing Reiki 1 and him opening me up to the spiritual energy of the universe was a huge, like, turning point in my life where I felt like that, I was just, like, attracting so much good into my life all the time. Mm. So, Alan Wall is an amazing person.
Oh, my God. I still think about that almost every day, like, yeah, and I've said this before on my podcast, but he like exercised this fear of failure demon from my head.
Yeah.
And I've been in debt, I've been in financial hardships, but this past weekend I've like uploaded my stand up special to Amazon Prime and it's gonna come out June 15th. It'll go live.
Oh, cool.
But it's like I've had no fear. This is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit what anybody says. I'm going to do stand up and sort of that fear of like, oh, well, what if this happens? What if I have to do this? Mm-hmm. So if I don't do this, like that, I feel like deep in my soul, this was the mission of my life, was to accomplish this. And I did it. And mm-hmm. I really attribute Alan for just going. There's two guys, Alan Waugh and Tom Rhodes. Tom Rhodes, I got banned from a couple clubs in New Orleans. I was freaking out. I sent Tom Rhodes an email. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm trying to be a comedian. I got banned. He sent me the most beautiful email that was like, all you got to do is be the funniest person in the world. That's the only thing you care about. And talk about opening you up to it. Those words like sort of magically was like, oh, yeah, okay, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. And so, yeah.
That's
I don't
cool.
know. There are, so what did Alan do for you? He said he magically, he opened up. So what is Reiki, by the way? What was your training? Yeah.
So Reiki is a healing practice where you feel another person's energy field and you can heal them, make them feel better. I'm only level one, and I will say that I've actually never practiced it, like, for other people.
How many levels are there?
You know what? I don't know. I think there was three. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But you had Reiki sessions done to you.
Yeah. Okay, so while I was doing it, actually, like, everybody practices on you, too. We practice on each other. I didn't feel anything from the other level one people at all. But when then Alan did it on me, he was like, are you feeling pain? And I was like, yeah, I have my period. I had really bad cramps. And he took my cramps away.
Yeah, yeah.
It was incredible. I was just like, holy shit.
He's just like, oh, yeah, I'll just move this here, whatever.
Yeah. I was like, wow. So that, and then, so, like, knowing that that happened, then it's like, well, what the shit else is possible in this world?
Yeah.
That I'm not, you know, paying attention to. And that got me into all sorts of kinds of things, which leads us to this day and, like, why I want to do this. Actually, and so Alan lives in Mount Shasta, California now, which is a place that sees a lot of UFO activity. Mm. And I was telling him on one of our Zoom session calls that I was going to do this. Ooh, I have to tell him I'm not going to be there tonight. But he told me that he had heard about this, that you could just call in a UFO. And so he tried it and he saw one. And he said that a lot of people see UFO activity on the mountain there. Mm. And even, like, light beings and all sorts of things.
There's this guy on the internet called Donald Marshall, and he says that there's cloning facilities underground in certain places. And one of them is in Dulce, New Mexico, and the other cloning facility is in Mount Shasta, California.
Oh, yeah.
And remember that I sent you that picture of that clone that time?
Right. Well, you sent me a picture of a guy.
Yes. He was, he said, if you talk to that guy, he was from Mount Shasta.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So maybe that's what, maybe the aliens are keeping an eye on that cloning facility. Maybe there's like some natural, there's also something that they always, in Masonry and a lot of esoteric teachings, talk about ley lines.
Yeah.
There's spiritual, like, almost tunnels that run through, of energy that run through the.
Well, it's like an energy grid or an energy river around the world. That intersects at some points. So it's like a web, like, or like a fishing net.
Yeah.
And the lines go through, but then what's especially powerful are the knots. So the knots in the netting. So wherever
where
there's a knot.
Intersect.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you go to the center of a town and there's like a giant obelisk or maybe several big stones with engravings, that's the rulers of this world trying to manipulate those ley lines or lay the city stone in a way to get prosperity for the town.
Well, when you say the rulers of this world, it makes it sound like it's not accessible to everyday people.
Map makers, masons. That's what they do. When you see a obelisk in the center of a town at a certain thing and there's like normally a gazebo or this and that around it, they're trying to manipulate the ley lines for the town.
Manipulate is a negative word. I would say that they're trying to harness the power of the Earth's energy to make that town prosperous and happy. What's wrong with that? You make it sound like this insidious
manipulate.
Thing.
That's not always a negative word. To
I guess.
A chiropractor manipulates your spine to release tension.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you didn't mean it as a negative thing. You said the rulers of our world manipulate something or other.
Well, they're not always. Sometimes they're in it for selfish gain as well. So, but
aren't we all?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so we're gonna do some protocol. So, has anyone got any special titles that's coming here today? That's gonna
special titles like.
Degrees in esoteric lodges or...
I mean, there's some energy healers.
And council members?
I didn't look... I honestly didn't look into any... But it's not... I didn't Google anybody. I don't know. They said they were coming and I was like, dope. See you there. This is like open... It was open to anybody.
I'm excited. And just in like an hour or so, right? What time is it now?
It is 3:08. And, yeah, people are going to start getting here soon.
Any minute now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's, do you want to say anything else?
There's a spider on you.
What? Is there really?
Yeah, it's right there. I can't touch it because you might have the Rona.
as we see that we are awake, and that this awakeness is a singularity, always indivisible, shining with all beings, and that every one of us sitting here together, and every being on earth, and every being in the cosmos is awake by this same unbroken, indivisible light of consciousness. The mind in its unbounded and infinite true nature.
Now, effortlessly, we dive into this vast cosmic awareness and find the infinite peace, an infinite, endless awareness permeating the entire creation. And we behold that this cosmic mind, this omnipresent awareness, is always indivisible and is the same awakeness where we are conscious here and now and always. There is no separation. There is eternal oneness.
What is that? Look in the air, what is that? What's up, everybody? So we went down to the Pine Barrens in Medford, New Jersey. And we summoned aliens in this group of 9 people. One of the ladies was from the Galactic Federation of Astral Projectors. And, you know, we tried to summon aliens, and we were going around in our circle, and we were kind of speaking our intentions of what we're there to do. And one of the members said, "Oh, you know, I've just been looking at that up there in the sky. That's weird." So we all ran around and we looked in the sky. I grabbed my camcorder, but it was at dusk, and it just looked like a star. There was a star far out in the distance, but what was weird is it was going up, it was going down, then it was going left, and then it was going right, and then it was going up, and then it was going down, and then it was going sideways. You know, a satellite moves in a straight line, and a shooting star moves in a straight line. The problem is it was dusk, and the sun was still out. And so to point a camera at a star that far in the distance, or something that was star-sized, that far in the distance, the contrast against the glowing sky versus this, I couldn't get anything on camera, unfortunately. But we saw something kind of weird. There was also a couple there, and they were having some spiritual experiences, and at one point they said, "Hey, come over here. I y'all got to see this." And we walk over, and they're like, "Look at all these glowing things." And they were fireflies. So they were fireflies. My sister said she saw an orb further in the distance, but you know, I saw fireflies. It is weird when you get in this group and there's sort of this kind of mass hypnosis type of thing starts to settle in. This sort of group that we want to see something so bad that we start to even confuse ourselves. But that first thing we saw was kind of weird. It was a star that was moving around. Unfortunately, I don't have a video of it. And the only way you can kind of see it was by standing with both feet firm on the ground, and then you would look at it through the trees. And, you know, the trees were swaying a little bit, but a certain branch would be stiff, and then that thing would go, like, behind it, over it, to the left, you know. So based on the tree as the anchor, and by standing straight and still, you could see, you know, that it was moving. And that's it. So I want to thank my sister for organizing that. Apparently there's an app. If you want to try this at home yourself, there is a CE5 meetup app, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind CE5 meetup app. And that's what we did to organize this camper trip. It was fun. It was a great time to hang out with my sister. And that's what happened. I love you all very much. I have a stand-up special coming out soon between June 15th and July 1st. It'll come out. Three 30-minute specials on Amazon Prime. So I'm working on the closed captioning files. There's certain deliverables I still have to put together to publish, but I'm almost there. That's another episode of the Highway Diary in the bag. Later.